construction, what was the traffic increase due to that construction and bypassing that area?
Probably 400 to 600 cars a day.
So we're still looking at 18,000 cars. You're saying 19 here.
Let's see here. I think I'm talking about Mount Branson being the 19,000.
Route 76.
Coon Creek typically was 2,200, 2,400, and now we're running about 3,000, 3,200 on Coon Creek.
Okay.
But its geometry and alignments are not, even for that amount of traffic, it's not.
So at the intersecting point, we'd be looking at 19,000 on towards Forsyth, are you saying a day? I'm trying to coordinate the figures here.
Well, you've got to take into consideration T Highway.
That's true.
Betty, now that you brought up T Highway, it was on the MoDOT's matrix as high as number 4. Not to have it on there with Simcox, is that the way you pronounce it? But not to have it on there with the recommendation from Southwest Missouri in our 7 deals, or if it could be number 8 or whatever to our deal. But I think that would be something that we would want to stress is the T Highway intersection. We have a 3-lane up through there, and we had a discussion earlier about areas that need stress relief. As you go off Seven Falls Hill, there by Quick Mart and Fast Trip and or whatever it is there. And anyway, the road I seen the other day, MoDOT had been in there and put a lot of big chunk rock where it's kind of undermining off of that bluff there. There's a possibility that road might be 3-lane or something from the new bridge area, at least out to T Highway. And it would pertain to like a box culverting situation up the hill till you got to the top, or generally to the top up there of a Quick Mart, and then 3-lane on through there. I don't know what MoDOT's going to do about the undermining that road's causing there now, other than you see they're addressing it. So I don't know whether you would want to put something like that, which is a state project, but whether that's of importance to be of great importance to the 17 to 19,000 cars that's going down through there whenever that water's coming down that ditch line so heavy that it's going out into the edge of the road and undermining it. So I just thought I'd bring that up because of the T Highway situation.
And if that was done, I guess it would lessen the priority of Coon Creek Road because
that's exactly where I was going with that. Coon Creek Road has been a blessing with what it provides and has provided during this relief from the bridge construction and all that, and they've done a great job with that, I think. But that would lessen the need for the Coon Creek project if the other project was 3-lane out as far as Cross Creek deal, because it's 3-lane around Cross Creek to T Highway intersection, and to eliminate the T Highway deal after the state has already, or you guys have already rated it in the top 4 in the region, then I think that we would kind of be cutting our own throats. So that I didn't want to have that much input, but I thought it should be brought in to the conversation.
Also, to my input on the Coon Creek Road improvements, Coon Creek Road is only a segment there. We have to contend with BB Highway once you get in there. Mm. And then we have the St. James Street intersection. We have the BB Highway intersection with Business 65. So even if we make significant improvements to Coon Creek Road, it's just going to pass that on down to the next issue. So at this point in time, if we can use all of the routes in Coon Creek, whether it's Highway 76, whether it's improvements to South Border Road, eventually, I think Coon Creek Road improvements that are done today serve us well, but I wouldn't recommend that we continue to improve Coon Creek Road past where it's at now.
I would agree with that. If I could throw in how and why this list was created, about a week or 3 to 5 days before I actually typed the list up, I was asked to come up with some projects, things that have been talked about, things that have what I thought about, what people told you. And so this is by no means a concise list of projects, and there's probably others out there, but I'm glad that Danny spoke up, because T Highway in and of itself, if we could make improvements in that intersection, that would be a significant increase in safety to the traveling public. But to continue on that project, as Danny spoke about, that to me is more of a viable project, that, as you stated, than concrete. So this list by no means was a final list. It was something to start conversation and get us moving in some type of direction. So let's cross out concrete.
I've listen to everybody's talk. Charles, Brian, do you have any thoughts? I mean, it's kind of sound like ones that spoke up saying eliminate Coon Creek and kind of go with T, or maybe even T all the way to the bridge.
I agree with eliminating Coon Creek.
I think
what he said is exactly right. I traveled quite a bit, but, you know, it wouldn't be where I would go if we had other options.
Well, isn't the new east-west corridor more or less parallel to Coon Creek?
Right.
So there wouldn't be much. I don't see much use in improving it.
So substitute, switch out, take off Coon Creek and add the T Highway intersection for sure. I just don't know about from T Highway to bridge if that's too big a project. It's a multi-million dollar to me.
Frank, do you know as it ranks in the higher portions of MoDOT's listing, do you know what the project description is?
Just the intersection.
The intersection.
That one seems for sure a good idea. Yeah. Just saying no.
Well, if we do it in phases, we're needing to do it. I think that the phase one would be, the first thing would be that intersection.
And Danny said MoDOT's working on the three lane of the 76 anyway.
I think that's something MoDOT has to look at, because they're going to have to do something with that ditch sooner or later, and it might as well be boxed under and made use of.
And yeah, we're not looking at anything on there right now, but you should just say in terms of being a long-term need, we need to be looking at that.
And Frank, not to address that, if Coon Creek, if the water gets high enough that it damages or undermines that ditch down Mount Branson, it's going to take out Coon Creek Bridge again. That leaves the total public going to Arkansas to get to Branson, or coming all the way back around to Forsyth to go with the new route that we have, because those are the only places to get into to the Branson-Hollister area. As MoDOT looks at that thunder mining there, which I've got out and looked at it myself from the driveway halfway down the hill, they are going to be actually forced to do something there, and you can see that they've already, the attention's already been drawn, because they put some big shot rock in there along that edge to try to get it back under. But a big rain, which we were, which took the top off of Coon Creek last year, or year before last year, which totally took the top off of that bridge, could possibly undermine that situation going down 76. It's where I'm going with what I'm talking about. And so very, very interesting that if we had that kind of event, that we would be in desperate need to improve the 76, that it would be forced upon them instead of worked out through this situation.
The 76 and T intersection is one of our top five priorities with my life.
Did I understand you correctly in that you have nothing in mind for widening of 76?
We're not scoping in here now. We're not doing any active work on it. All the roads are kind of on the list as getting improvement, but in terms of what we're actually trying to look at and do some engineering on, that's not one of those we're looking at right now.
Out of curiosity, how bad is 76 and Lakeshore Drive intersection?
That one, I think, is on our list also. I don't know what it's ranking. Kimmer's ranking on it.
Yeah. At least the turn lane there would help.
We have some engineering. Great River has done some engineering for us or for private people there on a potential improvement or solution with a controlled intersection there. So So we do have the modeling on all of that. That exists. So if we need to look at some of that stuff, MoDOT is aware of that. They've actually seen that modeling, but at this point, that is dependent on some money, and I guess all of this is dependent on some money. So anyway, that's the issue. But know that there is some preliminary engineering and some modeling done on that intersection for some storage lanes and other issues to help that area.
Are you thinking maybe have that on the list? It's kind of like the East West Corridor. We start on little pieces of 76 and work towards the middle.
I don't know. I was just wondering how bad an intersection that was, really.
We have our list ranked high, medium, low, and Lakeshore and 76 is a high, as well as 76 and T and 160 and F. And also 165 from 76 to 265.
That would be nice.
And then 76 from Race and Race and West.
And the comments I'm getting, I think it's going to be one of the priorities that come out on my district's list because it comes up a lot, too.
The state, you had a traffic count, you said 19,000 up Fall Creek, or Mount Branson, is that correct?
I believe so. The bridge is what, 20, 21?
21 was the last one we did, but that included all the movements on the bridge. So I would be surprised if it was 19,000 on the hill. I think that's probably a little past it, but I'm certain. You know, on that, correct me if I'm wrong, but on that design road, 7,000 is starting to be a problem, and it well exceeds that, no matter what we.
Well, I understand
our
that.
Our turning movement shows.
Yeah, 7,000 is 19. I just want.
Yeah.
They surely got traffic count on it.
10,000 is one.
It's a high traffic count for road that size.
Yeah, but what you know what it is.
We have a 2008 count that I don't have one right there in Mount Branson, right there near the intersection with. This is 65, though, where the roundabout's going in. It was about 18,000.
So that was all the movements right at the roundabout.
This is just 76 on the east or north side of where the roundabout's going.
Okay. And the only thing that would be pulled off of that is Lakeshore Drive, and Lakeshore Drive is running 1,800 on the Kennecott. Congestion and past that is much smaller. Than 400.
I'm working with our GIS department to manipulate all of our traffic count data and accident area data. It's not quite the way I like it for discussion purposes right now, but that should be available to us by our next meeting.
Which is July 22nd,
I will make it to so Vice Chairman Buddy will have to. So, should we make a motion to direct county to proceed with submitting a Tiger II grant for these seven items with Coon Creek swapped out for T Highway at 76?
Count for a comment.
Yeah.
I've sent two webinars about Tiger II with the Federal Highway people and what they're looking for, and they have this. They'll say, okay, you're eligible to do this, but to be competitive, we need to see this. And what they mean by that is, for example, on the match, they say rural areas are eligible to be funded at 100%, but then they say to be competitive, you need to have at least 20%. And in every other discussion about it, they talk about there being a match in these projects. So I just want to make sure you're all aware of that.
And, so they like an 80-20 match?
Yeah, at least 20. And they're really telling the urban areas, if you want to be competitive, we need to see more than 20. And the other thing they're talking about in terms of economic development is that they want to see economic development that grows the national economy. They cite an example where somebody submitted a port project and said really what they're doing is trying to take away business from another port in the United States. They want to see that. They want to see something that when you frame your economic development aspect, you're growing, you're making the economy bigger, not taking it from somewhere else and making your economy bigger at the expense of another area. And then they're also very big on sustainability, multimodalism, bicycle, pedestrian, transportation, and transit. So anytime you have any aspect of the project that incorporates something like that, that's something you really need to play out because that has usually, I mean, they're saying that road projects are eligible, many of the road projects are good projects, but the purpose of this program is sustainability, improving intermodal transportation, And on the freight side, they were looking at seaports and freight rail a lot over multiple states.